Hello and welcome to You Awakening. This is your host, Jacqueline Johnston, and I'd like to thank you for joining us. I'm really looking forward to our program now with Bill Bauman, who returns again, one of your absolute favorites, and for great reason. Bill has, you know, he really lives his talk, and that's what I want to say most. He's been a spiritual leader at the forefront for a couple of decades now, and we've known each other probably just about that amount of time. So what I really want to say is Bill is a visionary. He's someone who has fully embodied the light, which is what this season is all about. And I've asked him to join us to speak with us about his process and how he's come to be the radiant light that he is, shining bright in the world and really being the spiritual leader of so many. Bill, welcome.
Oh, my goodness, Jacqueline. Thank you so much. What a marvelous introduction. I was, when you were saying that, I was thinking, gee, I'd like to meet this fellow. He sounds really interesting.
You are this fellow.
Oh, dear. No, I am so delighted to be here, and I just want to say hello to and welcome everybody else who's a part of this this moment. I am honored to be here with you. I just want to invite you to feel my invisible arms wrapping all around you and just honoring you, loving you, and in the way that we're all setting the stage for just being here, just to really not just celebrate the light, but to really use this moment as a great means or even excuse to just have that light just become more and more a part of each of us. So, Jacqueline, thank you again. You know, when you invited me, everything in me just jumped up and down and said yes. I don't only just appreciate you, I just respect you enormously, and I'm so grateful that you have given your life to the mission and the expression that you have. And so thank you. I am so here.
And we feel that, and I appreciate you and your words, your kind words. So let's dive into it. What do you have to say about the question of, I'll say to you personally that, and I think this is true for many in our audience listening now, this is a group of kindred spirits who have really focused on the light, who've believed in spirit, and perhaps have honored the words, you know, seek ye first the kingdom of God. It's been a priority in our lives. Mm-hmm. And I know you and I have talked about that, and that's one of the reasons you appreciate our group so much.
Yes, very much.
Yes, and thank you. What I'm really starting to shift to is how do we really fully embody that light? Once we kind of awaken it within us and we realize we are that light, there seems to be a bit of a gap between what's presenting physically,
physically
in our bodies, physically in our everyday lives, whether that's, you know, career, relationship, finances, health, whatever. I would just love to really focus our conversation today on that.
Oh, that sounds just perfect to me, Jacqueline. Yeah, let me maybe ramble just a little bit, which is probably the one thing in life I'm really good at.
I love your rambling.
Thank you. Just to speak personally a little bit, I think it was probably about the mid-1980s, which is, about 30 years ago, that I, for whatever reason, for a reason I had no clue about, I started getting fascinated with the light. And I think one of the stimuli for it for me happened to be the sort of the astrological announcement of the coming of the Aquarian Age. And I really looked at that. And the Aquarian Age, of course, is an age of light. It's as opposed to the Piscean Age, which we were in at the time, and just leaving, which was an age of water, if you will, or a water sign. And so I felt like, in a sense, that light that was not just of the Aquarian Age, but that light that is if you will, the spark of all creation. It's the infinite resource that is endless and vast and is filled with potential. I felt like that light became like a magnet to me, and so for, I don't know, 4 or 5 years, I just was, I'll use the word obsessed in a deep psychological sense, of course. But just
I understand it well.
I think most of us do. Obsessed not by our own choice, necessarily. But really drawn to this light, and just everything in me searching. I looked for books on the light. And then light, of course, to me, the language of oneness is the language of light is oneness, and the language of oneness is light. And so they're like two sides of the same coin. So along with light, I became just drawn to oneness. And I didn't know why until several years later. I had this, my own, I'll call it awakening to the light experience, which was a very, for me, very dramatic kind of experience where literally, in a context I don't need to go into here, I felt who I was as a dualistic human being leave. It just left, just in this amazing state. And then I don't know how much later, a few seconds, several seconds, a few minutes later, I felt this something else come in that I didn't understand at the time, but it was light. It was a really pure light, and it was, for me, it was a light of oneness. And so that was such an enormous moment. Like, you know, not all of us get those. Oh, the kind of fireworks kind of moments, but for me in that instance I did, and so from then on I felt like I became the light, and then I'll get back to your point, which I think is a perfect point. So for me it was that initiation. It was a grand cosmic initiation, if you will, into the light, and from there I started looking at people who are in the light. I spent a lot of time looking at and being with the Buddha, and of course the Buddha of course means the enlightened one, and to me enlightened means filled with light or aware of one's light nature, where the light just takes over. And that's how I'm hearing your question is, yes, we all know from modern science we're 99.9% space and light. And we know that that light is there, and I think so many of us in this setting where we're all listening to each other, talking with each other, so many of us have had even informal initiations into the light. We know we are light, and that light is there, but if I'm hearing your question right, it's like what does it take, or what's the key, or however else we want to language that, to the activating of that light, to the coming of that light into a totality where, from an identity point of view, ooh, I am the light, and from a vision point of view, I start seeing things through the lens of the light, or instead of my usual dualistic lens, through the lens of oneness. And again, to me, light and oneness are almost interchangeable terms. And so that's from a vision or seeing or perception point of view, and then from an experience point of view, just how I experience myself, how I experience you, how I experience the world, how I experience my boss, how I experience what dualistically we would call the tragedies of life and the downside of life. How do I look at those events, those people, those circumstances? And let the light take over. And I love that you asked the question. I think it's the perfect question because when I said yes to your invitation to be here, what really spoke to me deep down was I guess I want to call it the deep inner voice of light. And light really said, that voice said to me, I want this hour to be very much about, and I think it might even have said to be totally about, bringing infinite light into our human body. And I thought, as I listened to that, and I wrote it down, and, you know, when you asked me for what my topic was, that's exactly what I gave you. Bringing infinite light into our human body, or in other words, bringing infinity into finiteness, bringing divine into human, bringing heaven into earth. But to say it, using the word light, to bring endless light that's everywhere into our body so that our body becomes the, what do I want to call it, the root system. Our body becomes the foundation, becomes the ground of our humanness. And so with that, if it's okay, I want to just share a little story, because my own sense is that most of us as human beings, and it's the dualistic thing, we're very grounded in the earth, you know, the earth and all of its elemental aspects. It's earth, it's air, it's fire, it's water. And of course, you know, we're biological beings, if you will, from that perspective. And so I got to look at all the ways that we're grounded. And then, so some people are very grounded in the earth. Other people are very grounded in, let's say, human love. And so that love is at their core. And other people are grounded in the chi or the prana or the energy or the vitality of life. Or some blend of all of those. And what I noticed happened with me right at the time of that experience is that it was like when my dualistic self got pulled out, it got pulled out by the roots and from the roots. And so I didn't have my earthy roots anymore. I didn't have my human roots anymore. And I watched the light not just fill my whole being, but fill my body, and I watched the light become my root system. And if I may say it, I feel like that's the gift for us today. So when I got that message that it's about, today is about bringing infinite light into our human bodies, or into our human body, I really felt like, ooh, there's a, to use a word, there's a transmission that the light wants to give us. There's a download and install, if I try to use good old computer terms for it, that the light wants to do. And so I feel like I got tapped here by you and by the light and by all of us, I assume. I got tapped here just to be the catalyst, the facilitator, the word meister, if you will, but also in a sense the conduit for this light that we all share, this light that is so, and you and I were having this little conversation before we were talking here in the green room. It's a lovely color of green, by the way. It's marvelous. But we were having this conversation about what's going on in the world today. And to me, and I don't think I'm oversimplifying it, to me what's going on so much is, ooh, the light is, and it's the Aquarian Age thing. It's the post-2012 thing. The light is just inserting itself more and more. And it's in a way where I think the light used to respect our free will and used to sort of wait for us to invite, which, you know, many of us take a long time to do. The light, I feel like, is just taking over. It's like filling us. It's present in medicine with like light therapy, laser surgery. It's present in telecommunications with the photons of light, you know, moving our electrical currents through wires and everything else. And it's just everywhere. It's our whole fascination with space and astrophysics these days. It's because light has come to the fore and light's called our attention. But I feel like the whole purpose of that is so that light can become so much more a part of you, me, us. And so I feel like the gift for us today is the gift of the light awakening itself in the root system of our body. And if I could just do a little sidebar commentary about that, I've been, I don't know, the last 10 years or so, as I've watched all that happen, I guess even longer than that for me, but watched that happen in my own body, I started looking around at bodies, and I started kind of redefining what our bodies are. And I think our bodies are everything else that we image them to be, if you will, and define them to be. But I think our bodies are, in the three-dimensional world, in the human world, our bodies are the ground for infinity. It's like if you picture a tree with a root system, and we say the tree is as healthy as the root system is, and so I feel like the earth itself is a ground for the sun. It's a ground for our solar system. It's a ground for other planets and other star systems around this universe, and for each of us, because we as humans are not just three-dimensional beings, but we're multi-dimensional beings. Our bodies are the root system for that huge tree that is infinity, that is divinity, that is not just this creation, but all other creations. And so our body is this sort of vibrant electromagnetic, electrochemical, not just system, but alive being that knows innately how to, for example, take light and how to move light, not just through itself, but among us and around us, and how to work miracles through that. And so there's sometimes I give workshops on using the light as a healing tool. You know, like typically, humanly, we heal with energy. We heal with consciousness, like the power of the mind to heal as you believe, so it is. And then, of course, with energy, if there's acupuncture, acupressure, and even medicine and surgery, it's all about moving energy here and there. Once I started living in the light, playing in the light, I started realizing, actually I started being shown that, wow, light is an even more powerful healing tool. And so I just watched, and I don't want to make this part about me so much, but I watched how light would come to me, because there's a whole way in which I'm a healer, if you will, in regard to so many people. And so I watched how the light would just come to me, and it would come into my hands, and it would move through my hands, or it would just move around me or through my body or just directly to the person. I watched how magical a light is, and how easy the healing is compared to some of the energy and mind ways that we have to work at our healing, and we work at our therapy, and it's as we all know, healing and growth and transformation can be quite rigorous. But once we get to the light, and the light lives in us, actually, the light just starts to take over. And the healing gets easy, and the growth gets easy, or easier, at least. And then the more we just give ourselves to the light, it takes over everything, and we become light. So if I could say this, and by the way, Jacqueline, if I'm yakking on too much and you want to jump in here, please feel free to do that. If you don't have anything
go
right
with
now,
it, please.
Going, all
please.
Right. Right. What a deal. See, it's all your people. They just turn me on. It's their fault. It's your fault, everybody. Not mine. No. I've mastered the fine art of denial of responsibility.
I'm giving you complete freedom. I'll be quiet unless I hear a gap or my name called.
Okay. Sounds perfect. So if we could, let's maybe take the first step back to Jacqueline's question. The first step of awakening light in the body. So picture Buddha, if you will. He sat under that precious tree for 7 years. After he had starved his body, done all sorts of extreme things to his human form, trying to find enlightenment, through the hard work part, and it didn't work for him, and he was quite discouraged. And he decided he was just going to sit there and do nothing for as long as it took for the light to just take him over. And I think what's important about the way I just said that, he was going to sit and do nothing, meaning that he just bet the ranch on the light. He didn't. He decided, I've done all the work I can do. So if you feel like it, just to kind of let yourself get out of work mode. Just let yourself let go of any sense of personal responsibility. Because what's neat about the light, and one of the qualities, one of the what do I want to call that, residence of the light, is what we call grace. And to me, grace, what's great about grace is grace doesn't need us to deserve anything that it gives us. It doesn't need us to earn it. It doesn't need us to get points or to have to merit it by our good deeds or whatever. Grace just gives to us because grace loves us. And so let's all do just what Buddha did. Let's just all let go for just a little bit. Let go of responsibility. Let go of a sense of I've got to do it. That whole dualistic sense of it's up to me, if you will. And I just know so many of us are usually there. But the good news here is we just get a vacation from that. And so we're just sitting. And hopefully this won't take 7 years because we only got an hour. but we're going to just sit here. I'm going to fill in the space, the auditory space, with some words. But you can feel free to even ignore my words if you'd like. And just be with your light, knowing that the light invited every one of us here. Even if you might sit there and say, yeah, but I don't really know much about the light, or I don't feel much about the light. The light invited you here. And so you're not in the wrong place. You're exactly where it's important to be. And so we all are here knowing that the light is here so that the light can take charge of, I'll say it two ways. One, inserting itself, installing itself in our bodies, in the body of each one of us. And just to say that one other way, so that the light can and will awaken itself in our bodies, so that our bodies can be the root system, and with the light rooted, grounded in us in a way that becomes either feelable or noticeable or intuitable or knowable, if you will. Then back to Jacqueline's question, then we can be fully in the light, and the light can take us over. The light can become who we are, and we can become the light. And then, from a vision and perception point of view, we start seeing life and creation and our human world exactly the way the light does. We start relating to it in a unified way exactly like the light does, and our whole dualistic world takes a turn, mainly because it's in our body. And our body, as we've all heard, never lies. Our body is there as the deepest root system that we could have to feed us the light at any moment. So, if you will, just notice your body. Just let your attention go to your precious, beautiful body. This absolutely perfect manifestation of the divine, manifestation of light, manifestation of energy and vitality and chi and prana, manifestation of consciousness all the way from its superconscious to subconscious to unconscious levels, manifestation of everything that is in this seemingly really earthy space because our body is 99.9% space. That is your body. And let yourself, if you feel like it, just let yourself appreciate this body. If you even feel like expressing gratitude for not just the workhorse that your body has been for you through your life, but for the embodiment of beauty, for the exquisite expression of all creation, for being such a loyal partner with you in walking through your life with you, giving you enormous, enormous support and unconditional love. And then as you are with your body, notice that you're just sinking a little deeper, a little deeper, a little deeper into your body. You're just becoming your body. You've already given up responsibility or given up a sense that you need to do anything. And we're giving it over to the light. And as the light begins its activity in your body is taking over the role that you let go of. Your body's taking over the role in this moment of just drawing your presence into itself. So that bit by bit, the sort of like the lines between puzzle pieces disappear when the puzzle gets put together, the distinction between the you and your body just lessens and becomes less existent, less present. And bit by bit, you just feel yourself becoming your love-filled heart. You feel yourself becoming your sort of organic, physiological self. You feel yourself merging with and uniting with all those systems within you, your blood system, if you will, and your physical heart that goes with it, your nervous system, and all the electrical vibratory resonance that moves through that, where basically the electricity of the universe is alive and well within you, and you notice yourself starting to feel like, that's not just me out here looking at that, that's me as that. I'm becoming that nervous system, that bloodstream, these organs, this precious, beautiful body. I'm now one enough with that it's time for the light. It's time for the light either to just come alive in that beautiful body or to download and install itself in a very, very special place in the body. And that place for each one of us will be just different. Just different. For some of us, that place will be very much in the heart. Probably for more of us, that place will be in what we lovingly call the gut, if you will. That whole gastrointestinal space, if you will. That whole space that oftentimes has kind of vibrations we don't know what to call, so we call them fear, or we call them uneasiness or queasiness or whatever it may be. But in that space, if in fact that's where the light chooses to create itself as your root system, it may just take over your lower chakras. Those three precious human dualistic energy fields within us. Energy fields that tend to help us navigate the basic human dynamics of life. And so I'm going to just language it as though the light is in our gut. And if it's in a different space in your body, please, by all means, go there. And I'm going to use the pronoun I, and I is the light. Not so much Bill, the individual self, but Bill the light, or if you prefer, just the light. So I, the light, called all of us here today so that I could give us a gift, so that I could give us, the me, the light that is everywhere. It is far beyond what any human mind can even fathom or grasp. And I called us here so that I could place me gently, so gently that some may barely notice it, and place me graphically, clearly, strongly, within the most foundational you that I can imagine, and that is your earth-filled body. And that is these deep chakras, these deep energy centers that have to do very much with survival, have very much to do with safety and security, have very much to do with basic life force and coming alive and staying alive, have very much to do with the fundamental foundational oomph and life force that moves us and drives us, has very, very much to do with feelings and energies and vibrations and resonances, where we feel the basic life and aliveness of ourselves. I, the light, am now your light, penetrating deep into the depths of your human psyche, into the core of your human gut level energies, into the ground of your body. I'm here. I'm here just as a gift that you need not have officially qualified for. I'm here because I love you. Because, frankly, I adore you. I'm here because I know you. Just as you know that you're almost 100% light, I know that you are 100% light. And that all the other ways of seeing yourself are simply through other lenses. I'm establishing right now in your core my lens. My lens so that from your human depths you can see all around you and all into you as I see. So that you can see yourself as so perfect, even though a trained human mind might believe otherwise. So that you can see that filled with life, every possibility for creating yourself anew, every possibility for healing any leftover from your past, every possibility for expanding yourself beyond imagination is right here now, not just out there in the light field, but in here in your human body. I'm, in effect, initiating your unbelievably rich and wondrous human body into its light, my light, the light, your light, so that your body might now take the lead in your enlightenment, in your coming fully into the light, so that day in and day out, from the core and depth and center of your body feeds you light, just like your body feeds you energy or vitality, just like your mind feeds you thoughts. So now, your body can tangibly, feelably, experientially feed you, nurture you with, give you the precious gift of me, light. Can you sense, feel, intuit, know this light right now? Can you open to the magical presence of this light in that precious part of you that, at least for most people, we neglect, we ignore, we miss the cues of, and that's your body. Can you let your body talk to you right now about light, about the beautiful, beautiful light and light being that you are, about the amazing light that from the very moment of your birth shone and sparkled and radiated all around you, only seeming to go underground as you step by step moved more into the dualistic world, where we came to believe that it's not so much about the magic of infinite light, but it's about the energy of the human scene. I am that light that you were born with. I am the light that gave birth to you. I created this, your body, your beautiful, wondrous, light-filled body, and I have never, ever once through your life judged this body, this precious, deserving body, as anything but a divine, miraculous, exquisite phenomenon, as a sparkling jewel and gem in the mystery of creation. Your body and I know each other so beautifully, so wondrously, so perfectly, so intimately, and now I officially in you, in your precious body, I renew that same spark that was there at that moment of birth. I claim my new right to speak to you from the centerpiece of your body that I now inhabit, that I now live in, that I now have activated, so that if you want me at any moment of any day, of any month, of any year in the future, you can find me right in the middle of your body. And yes, you can still find me out there in the middle of infinity. And you can find me right there in the middle of perhaps your best friend or intimate relationship. You can find me in the middle of the earth. But if you want the deepest, truest feeling of me, look. Look deeply into your body. Open to your body. Love your body. Let your body give you me. I, your light, am now here, fully.
Just breathing that in.
Yes. And I'll just put the ball back in your court, Jacqueline, whenever you're ready.
Bill, that was so powerful. So powerful. And I still also have the image of the second you said the rootedness like a tree, the vision just came so strongly of light, almost like lightning in the sky, but light, you know, extending down from the feet. Wherever we go, we don't need to be stationary like a tree. And I think you've done so much to help us really, truly embody the light. So many of us have been literally like lifetime seekers of the light, as if it was above us, outside us, waiting for us when we're perfect.
Yes, right.
or, you know, an illusion out there. It's time. It's just time for us to live the light that we are. I don't mean to preach, but to fully embody it.
Your words are perfect.
It's more than my daily prayer. I'm like a broken record. I do affirmations in the night and in the evening, and pretty much when I'm doing anything and everything all day about, you know, fully embodying the light, because I believe that's the frontier right now. And I think that that's part of the gap. You know, anything that has already in motion in our lives, for whatever reason, who cares? This light from within can start to address those issues in divine right order and timing. At least that's what my spirit is telling me.
I'm just totally taken with your words, Jacqueline. I think they're, besides perfect words and poetic words, they really bespeak, I believe, in this special sacred moment that all of us are in. They bespeak a huge, huge truth, and that is to me that the light is, of course, everywhere, but the light, which is our home, which is our source, and for many of us, as you know, who are so spiritually oriented, I think we're born homesick. We come to Earth, and
I agree.
And,
yes.
We keep looking for what is it, what's missing here. Where's Waldo in the picture? or where's the light in the picture? And for so many of us, that light is home. And if I just say it this way, in so many Eastern spiritual traditions, the invitation is so much to transcend from and almost out of the human experience up into the light and live in this vast light field, which has certainly been my experience, and I love that, and it's exquisite, and it is home, and it's wonderful. But then after I was there a long time, the light said to me, you've got to take me into the depths of humanness. Into the depths of humanness. And it was a remark. I've got goosebumps just as I'm saying that again. What was remarkable to me about that is that was not just a message. That was a command. And it instantly it started happening. So I noticed it happening first, of course, in me, because that's the way it happens with all of us, I think. Mm-hmm. And I watched that light go down, almost started at the top of my head, and it went down and down and down and down and down into what I want to call my primal depths. And then the light from my primal depths started training me how to help other people receive that same gift in their primal depths. And then I watched as enough people became the light in their primal depths, which includes in their bodies, which is why today I think is just so exquisite. As I watched enough people do that, I watched the light take over so many functions that as human beings we had to take over through hard work, through focus, through effort, through processes and all of that. And the light does all that stuff at the speed of light. It just so I've watched the light very much like laser surgery. I've watched the light just take something that's been a lifelong issue for somebody, and as I'm with that person, just within moments, totally transform that into lift it from ice to water to steam and transform it into light. And the light is totally miraculous. And so, just to say one more thing about that, and then I'm sure I'll turn it back to you for a second. I want to say this to each and every one of us. I feel like we are so blessed to be birthed with a self and in a self on this earth that has spirit, light, so compellingly present. present, so on the front burner, so in the mix, so involved, so inspiring, moving, motivating, driving us in our souls, in our hearts, in our everything. And I feel like what today is in general on the earth is it's a magical moment when light is just filling every one of us, filling the earth, filling world events, filling the space all around us, and is almost requiring that those of us, and I'm including every one of us here, those of us who are, if I may use the term, leaders, we are the leaders of light. We are, you and I, are the way showers. Number one, by just embodying it fully within ourselves, even if we do nothing external with it, even if we don't have a calling to express it in a certain way, to hang out a certain shingle or whatever, but if it's just an embodiment here, the radiance of that fills the whole earth. That to me is how powerful and important you are. And then, of course, if there's something to do with that, something that your soul says, ah, you've got the light, and now I put the light in this form, in this gift, in this expression, so that you can go out and help others move into the light, then that's another step that's equally and also very, very powerful. And it's your calling, and it's your mission, if you will. Or another point, even if it's just that the light wants to live so fully in you, so that it can touch just one other person. Or if you happen to be, let's say, obsessed with something. Notice how something keeps coming back to your mind, like world peace. Or like if there's something that comes to you that upsets you, like war, hunger, rape, the injustices of the world, assume maybe that the reason that comes to you is not primarily so you'll be upset, not primarily so you'll judge it as awful, but because it's waiting for your blessing of light. So if anything comes to you and you feel like, ooh, that hurts, I don't like that, maybe it's there because you are this amazing being of light with a power, the power of light, and now the power of light in your core, in your gut, in your center, in your heart, in the power of light that simply wants to touch that circumstance, that event, that person, that issue, that theme, and just bless it. So just to share a little bit from me, about me a little bit, I living in the light and living in oneness, I feel not at all disconnected from the human world. In fact, I feel more connected than ever. I'm very aware on a daily basis of all those themes, those injustices, those wars. Donna, my precious wife, and I spent 10 years with our own nonprofit organization in Washington D.C. called World Peace Institute. So I'm passionately one with all the dualistic nuances and expressions of the world. But I find that the light being that I am never perceives those, interprets those, is one with those in a way that's condemning anything. Instead, why am I here? I'm here so that I can embrace those sources of pain, and sources of pain to however many people they're painful to, and I can love them, and I can bless them. I can do what the light just innately knows how to do, which is just touch whatever that is with light and know that whoever's involved in it is blessed, that the whole circumstance is just touched in a way with enough love, enough light, enough power of infinity, enough divinity that, something is now happening, something is moving, something is changing, whether it's visible or not. Whether it's visible or not. And so, just as a final word or two or three or four, I just feel that all of us have come together in this magical moment, initiated and hosted and guided by this amazing Jacqueline Johnston, so that in a deeply and personally experiential way, the light could talk to us. The light could invite us. And more than that, the light could just do what the light maybe has been waiting to do for however long. And that is become us at the root system of our whole being. And just as an extra little blessing of light, may I say that as I've been privileged to experience and now do experience the light within you, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for being the you and the light being that you are. And I'll just say this, if you forget, as just about everybody does from time to time, if the seeming compellingness of the dualistic mindset seems to take over from time to time. Instead of, finding fault with yourself for that, maybe just gently nudge yourself back to the truth of who you are. And do that by going to your body, going to that same place in your body that you've been with these last many moments, and just ask your body to support you to find anew who you are, this beautiful, amazing, bright, radiant light that this world is so privileged to have among it. Thank you so much. Jacqueline, over to you.
I'm in awe. Just brilliant. Brilliant. What a service.
Yeah.
I guess the only thing that I'd like to add is just a simple little image that came just a moment ago. I would just like to encourage everyone to really feel right now in this moment the presence of light, its core inside you, inside your physical body. Remember, we have a four-body system. We have the body that we can see. We also have an emotional body, a mental body, a spiritual body, subtle bodies that interpenetrate. The physical body is the densest. We have now brought the light fully into. We've activated, we've established, and it's up to you now to anchor. Anchor that light fully within. And it shines out. It shines out from its central place, just like the sun, through the emotional body, through the mental body, through the spiritual body. And it helps us to connect to one another, to nature, to all that's ever been created. And, of course, to spirit, our prime creator. And I'm just going to suggest something that could be a little fun. Just really see yourself, feel yourself, and experience yourself in whatever way comes to you. And then pretend, like that Da Vinci drawing where God's finger touches man's finger. Just use your fingertip, you as God, your fingertip, you as the light, your fingertip. And just touch into any situation that may feel troubling. Could be for others, as Bill has pointed out. You know, countries at war, people experiencing poverty, hunger. And we can do it with our own lives, too. We just sometimes tend to get a little more personally engaged, and some of the old ideas might come back, which is a great time to go right back to that core. Breathe right into that core of light, the core of light that each of us are. And touch that troubling matter with your God divine finger of light. And just be a little patient. See what happens if we're not managing the world, if we're allowing our light to shine bright and manifest from the divinity that we are. Here we go. All right. Any closing words, my friend?
Oh, I would love to. You know me. I'm so shy. But I mainly, as closing words, I want to just thank everybody. Thank you. Not just for listening, but for being fully here, for participating, for bringing all of you to this moment, and for being so open to this, what I feel to be huge blessing or initiation of light. And in addition to thanking you, even though I kind of said it earlier, I thank you for being alive on this planet today. And I want you to know, just as one fellow walker of the human path to another, I respect you enormously. I love and appreciate you for being you, and no matter what your life has looked like to you, whether it looks like a great success, a miserable failure, or probably somewhere in between all of those, to me it's not so much about the bottom line, it's about the quality of heart. It's about the preciousness of soul. It's about the genuineness of motivation. It's about the deep qualities that you bring. And I just want to be one expression of all life to you, saying thank you. Thank you for being you, and for doing this silly and wonderful life of yours as exquisitely as you have done it and are doing it. It has been a total joy, total pleasure. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
And I echo your words, and thank you, everyone, for being part of this community, for listening to these calls and this one specifically, and for shining your light bright, It really does make a difference as our planet's journey unfolds, as well as our own lives. So thank you so much. And Bill, you know, as always, it's pure delight, pure joy, and a great gift to have you on our show.
Oh, thank you, Jacqueline. I love you, and I love doing anything with you. Partnering with you is sheer bliss. So thank you so much. It's been absolutely wonderful.
Oh, thank you, thank you. My love to you as well, of course. So everyone, until the next time, blessings.